Hey, this is Robin recording with Project X at Walkley, October 17th. We're just talking to someone from the neighborhood. How old are you?
14 years old.
And what's your relationship to the police?
My relationship to the police basically is, how could I put this? Mostly negative. Because first of all, the way they look at us young black relatives that roam the streets, walk and everything like that, it's basically they have a negative response for us basically. The thing is that they don't know how to cooperate with a different color. That's what I find in my perspective. But the thing is that they don't understand is that how they look at us differently. And that's what bothers me.
What do you mean they look at you differently? How do they look at you?
Well, the way we dress, the way we hang out with people, the way the people we look at when we hang out with all the certain people, is basically the vibe. That's what I think it is. You know what I mean? Because like, earlier today, what happened was, there's a group of girls, another group of girls, and it so-called escalated to the fact that it happened to a brawl. And basically what happened was, they went out to the bus. One girl basically yanked one girl's other hair, and they both were fighting in the bus. Everybody jumped in, and just sort of real chaotic. I can imagine you can picture that in your mind right now. Police called and everything like that. Then it escalated to go up on Sherbrooke, along with Kentucky Run, where the 105 passes by, into a beauty salon, where the daughter went to complain to her mother. Basically, what happened was that it was a big, gigantic argument. Then after it went to the fact that the police officers had to come and talk to every single person. Now what happened basically is that the cops and everything, or should I say police men,
whatever,
whichever basically probably, anyways, what happened was they stopped me and a couple other friends for no reason whatsoever from what two other black citizens that did. Basically what I find is that those two people that claim themselves as black relatives, they give us a bad impression, because first of all, if they didn't do that in the first place, none of this would have happened. But it came to the fact that I had to be in cuffs today on October 17th, 2008, at 4:30, with my arms all draped up and everything, cut and everything on one side. And it came to the fact that how I was down in the car, inside, searched up, asking me questions and everything, after something I didn't do.
So you weren't part of the fight?
Wasn't part of anything, basically. I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay, because my cousin is the one that's involved in that. I don't want my cousin getting hurt, yes. But even though that she has an enemy, and she's my cousin, I don't want nobody fighting because I'm the eldest. Making sure everything goes fine and everything. If they have to do something, do it like well-being citizens and talk it out. Or get someone to work with it, you know what I mean? But don't fight.
And when they handcuffed you, did they tell you that you were under arrest, or did they read you your rights, or did they explain anything to you?
Well, basically, what they said basically to the four of us, we robbed somebody. First of all, we didn't rob anybody. We came back from school. Well, I should be specific. I was at home because I went to the doctor. I was talking to a couple of my friends at Rhinebeck Metro. But then after, then this happened, and then after that, what gone on was, is that the police and everything like that told us that we robbed somebody. First of all, we didn't do any of that because, like, it came to the fact that how they cuffed all four of us, they asked us all the same questions, searched us all, found nothing, and we had no criminal charges, no weapons, no drugs or anything on us.
And then they handcuffed you?
They handcuffed me, they draped me up and everything like that, tackled me on the floor, everything like that, man.
Do you think that that has something to do with the fact that you're not white?
Yes, I think it does.
Do you feel like the police are there to protect you if you feel unsafe, or if you feel like you have a problem? Do you feel like you can go to the police?
I can't deal with no police, to be honest with you, because the way I deal with it is myself. If I have a problem or anything like that, I can fix it myself, to be honest with you. I don't have to use no weapons or anything like that. All I gotta do is just go to the person, talk to the person. If the person wants to keep running their mouth and everything like that, then that's their problem. Just be the bigger man and walk away, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but in terms of the police, do you feel like, because you feel like the police don't treat people of color in the same way, do you feel like if you were to go to a police officer, that they would treat you with respect?
No, they won't.
Do you have any, what do you think about racial profiling? Do you think that it's a problem here in Walkley? around here?
Well, like, what do you mean? Like, basically, like, a racial problem, like, with different colorism, basically?
Racial profiling is when the police, like, specifically harass people of color because they're people of color. Like, they treat them like they're criminals because they're not white.
Yes, basically, that is kind of true, actually. They do base everybody by color on walkway. It is true. No matter what. Station 11, they do that. It's no doubt about it. It's 100% color to color. If it's white, if it's black, it's too different. It's basically like, let's basically this. It's basically like Crip and Blood. That's all I can say. They treat black people, like for instance, an example, for Crip, and white people for Blood. That's how they base it. If you're Crip, in this case half and half black, then they'll treat you differently and they'll treat you more with less respect and look at you at a different perspective than they would look at white people. Basically what I'm trying to say is they have more respect for their color than they have for black people.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
I'm going to let everybody know right now, the best way to go with this is to stay in school, do not do drugs, anything like that. Keep everything on a low profile. And if you're doing whatever you do, just do your own thing. Know what I mean? That's all I got to say. Peace!
Thanks a lot.